Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God, that's him. Yes, God. Bitch, that's definitely that man. So, that's definitely him. Smaller. All right, there she is. Let's see if she can hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, perfect. Can you hear me nice, loud, and clear?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. So this is the caller number. We're not live yet. I just want to make sure that you can hear me. So this is what we'll be doing. We'll be taking calls on here. Now, in the show later, if you're up to it, I will have callers call in. If you allow me, only if you feel comfortable, and you can decide at that point if you want to do so, and then they'll get a chance to ask questions, and we can move on. Okay? And if you want to watch the stream, I can send you my YouTube link, because I know you got like two phones, don't you?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll send you the link.
But make sure you have it quiet in the background, because it's going to, like, don't play loud, Hold on, I'm just going to send you my channel link, and then the video, you're just going to have to search through it when we go live. It should pop up somewhere.
Did you you don't do nothing on Instagram, though?
Mm-mm. Like the Instagram live?
No, I thought you just did anything, like, on Instagram. I was like, you can tag me.
Oh, no. Oh, what I can do is right now, I can... What I can do is I can do a swipe up, and I was gonna do it later. I was gonna put our interview once we're done, the picture, then I was gonna put the swipe up so they can go and swipe it up and then watch the video. But I could do it while it's on there now. But yeah, you'll see.
Yeah, I was thinking you'd just be like, let them know you're about to go live with me.
Okay. That's listen, fine. We can.
I just thought that's what you're listening to, but no, I'm good. I'm waiting on you. So however you do it, it's all good.
Okay, yeah, I could tag you though. Watch, you'll see. I just want to get the live going, because when I've done it in the past, I want the people to swipe up on Instagram. I want them to literally swipe up into the live. So once we get started, while you're talking, so when you're telling the story, I'll be getting the link and I'll post it on Instagram. So you got to talk, okay? So that's how we'll do it. All right, so we on here. So just let me do my thing. I'll introduce you when it's time. And then, so you just hang out for a second, okay? All right. The show is about to motherfucking begin. Okay, hold on. Well, I want to change this title. Live and Transgender Glamour Perfect talks about being in love with rapper Young Buck. Yeah, I like that better. Okay. Let's get going. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, boom. Hey. Oh, shit. Let me see you drop some motherfucking bells and bombs, bitch. It's motherfucking showtime. I said it's motherfucking showtime. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. B&B squad in the motherfucking building. It's motherfucking showtime tonight. Okay, so listen. I have a very special guest here in the studio. Well, not live in the studio, but on the line tonight. Okay? Well, let me sip. Oh, this is a strong drink because I'm going to need it tonight. But listen, if you're new to this page, please make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're returning, you know how we get down over here. It's going to be some things. Okay? So now, if you didn't get it by the description, I have a transgender woman by the name of Glamour Perfect. She's a recording artist. She makes music. She does YouTube videos. She's a dancer. And she has been allegedly involved with the rapper from G-Unit, Young Buck. Like, so some of you guys have probably heard this story already, but you didn't hear it from me. I have her on the line, okay? So we are going to talk. She is going to dish us some tea, give us some receipts, because, honey, her and Young Buck have been messing around. She is in love with Young Buck still, okay? There's a video online of her giving Young Buck fellatio, but he denies that it's him. Oh, yes. But you guys will be the judge, okay? Let's get her on the line. Glamour Perfect, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, 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 hey. How are you, my love?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
I'm really doing better now that we finally caught up because I'm really, really excited to have you on this line. Let me tell you, y'all, she had to check me a little bit because I was like, girl, are you going to talk to me or not? And she was like, nigga, I'm busy too. But we talked and it worked out and she's a really, really sweet girl. And I'm going to tell y'all this. During this interview, y'all probably going to make videos about me and say that I'm biased because I'm already going to tell you guys right now, I believe her. Wow. I'm going to go on record and say I believe her. And y'all know I don't believe anybody, bitch. But I believe her. Okay, so, Glam, why don't you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about you. Tell them who you are so I can get these people in on Instagram as well. So, tell us who you are. Where you grew up, you know, a little, don't go too deep into the Young Buck yet. We want to know who
right.
you are and what you do.
Okay, well, I'm Glamour Perfect. I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. I'm transgender. I sing, dance, rap. I'm very talented, so I'm the type of person that I try to explore. You know, I'm part of the family. I've done shows. I've done everything you could think of. You know us. We're very, you know, out there. So, that's me. Hold on.
It's okay.
Yeah, so other than that, I took psychology in school. I'm just, right now, I'm just working on my music, learning the new city. I just moved, so it's a big city, still getting everything, you know. You know, I just have to clear my mind. There's so much going on. And like you said earlier, I wasn't trying to check you or nothing, but the messages I'm getting from everyone, and I'm stressed out. Everyone wants to talk. You know, I'm still trying to learn my city. So it's just a lot going on. But other than that, besides me, I'm a really cool, laid-back person. I'm out of drama, never in drama. This is my first drama that I've really pretty much been involved in. Yeah, pretty nice. That's
okay.
Pretty
yeah, that's cool.
About me.
That's cool. I'm just getting this together so I can get this on here so these people know where to find us. That's all, love. Hold on. I'm just letting the people know. Exclusive interview with Glamour Perfect. Yeah, she exposes rapper Young Buck. Swipe up.
Not even expose him. I was expressing myself. Just like tell people, I wasn't exposing him, and I wasn't going in it with the intention to expose anyone. I was simply expressing myself through my music, and that's how I do. I write about real life shit, and it's going to be real.
Okay, so let's start there. So let's talk about how you met Young Buck. Where, when, and how long? Like, so when did you meet him? How did you meet him?
We met in 2015 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It was Instagram, and just went from there. Yeah, went there in Nashville. I lived in Nashville, and I didn't even know who Buck was. You know, I didn't even know who he was. He, you know, we met at a mall, and it just went from there.
So wait, so you was in the mall or on Instagram? So
I was on we chatted on Instagram first, but where you met outside of a mall.
Oh, wow. So he DM'd you or did you DM him?
He DM'd me. I don't DM.
Okay. And so what did he say?
He was just like, what's up? Because actually I missed a few messages from him because I don't check my inbox like that. So first message was just like, hi. The second message was like, when I had it. You know, that's what's up. Then the next message was like, LOL, like, I'm Buck. You're not going to respond to me?
Mm-hmm.
So he called me, and that's how we met. I was at the mall, he called. And if you've seen the video, it says I'm in the mall. They were fixing my phone. And he was like, it's Buck. And I was like, Buck who? I only know one Buck. And he's from Montgomery. So I'm just like, not him, he's in jail. And when he told me to go check my Instagram, I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, that's how that went. But other than that, yes, where I was. I called him out to the mall. They were fixing my phone, so I was in there for a minute. Then I had to leave there, go to Verizon, and, yeah, so.
So this was just like, so this wasn't, so let's clear this up. So this wasn't like an escorting situation. This wasn't like a pay
no,
for
sir.
Services?
No, sir. I don't think, you know, well, I guess people do have those kind of arrangements for years, but no, we did not meet on that tip at all. If that was the case, it wouldn't have been this, you know, serious because I would have handled him like a trick and handled, you know, it wouldn't have been me expressing feelings and shit like that.
Right. So, okay, so you guys meet there, so you guys just hit it off immediately, and then what happens? Like,
no,
so what happens
after that? Yeah, we just chatted.
And that
like
was where you guys would like talk on Snapchat and stuff.
Yeah, all of that. And then, you know, eventually we met at a hotel.
And then what happened at the hotel?
Just a lot of conversations.
Okay, now is that the video that you released or is that the video? Or is it, or there, is that a different time, or have you guys been meeting
in
hotels?
No, that's a whole different time. No, that's, we've met a million times. So that's not,
okay.
What I'm saying. So many people have their out, you know, their input on things that, you know, they don't even understand.
So tell us, enlighten us, tell us how it went. Like, were you guys dating? Was it a relationship? We want to know. This is your time.
So, I mean, as far as relationship, it was more so a keep in touch, see you when I see you, express our, you know, FaceTiming. You know, it was a lot of conversation. We really got to know each other. We hung out a few times. We, you know, smoked, chilled, do the regular things that people.
Did he know
that
you
are,
were trans? Did he know you were
yes,
trans?
Yeah. It says it on Instagram. Yes, he knew.
So he knew. So you guys didn't even have to have that conversation.
Of course not.
Okay. And so he was still comfortable and you guys would hang out. Now, have you guys ever like laid in the bed together, kissed, like went on dates, anything like that? Or was it just straight sex and FaceTime?
Nah. I mean, there was hugging. I've kissed him.
In the mouth?
I mean, yeah, like, you're so silly, of course.
Well, you know, I gotta ask the questions.
I know, you're right. You gotta do you. Just shy.
No, but listen, let me tell you something.
And it's not
I believe you.
No, I know, I understand that. And it's not even so more so of me being shy. It's just because I am pretty fairly shy, but I'm not. But at the end of the day, it's when it comes to my privacy. But it's like right now, it's already out. So it's like, why? Mm-hmm. You know, why? Why deny things now when it's already out there? But it's still hard for me because I never talk about my personal and privacy, you know.
Mm-hmm. They said you're giving us real fish, honey. They're living for you right now.
Thank you.
So tell me what a typical conversation would be like with rapper Young Buck. Like, everybody doesn't get that opportunity to talk to this kind of man.
Right. I mean, typical conversations is, you know, I would say I normally initiate the conversations because, of course, he's so busy. Or I'm thinking about him and I'm in another city or something. I'll just say hi and, you know, thinking about you, what are you doing, you know, FaceTime me, you know. It was just stuff like that. Did I get lost? I don't know. What else did you ask?
you're on the right path. No,
okay.
So I'll just say,
right.
What would you guys talk about? Like, have you ever rode in a car with him?
Yeah.
What kind of car does he have?
He drives a lot of rentals.
Oh, he drives a lot of rentals. Does he ever roll around with a lot of cash or, like?
Of course.
Okay. Any drugs, any cocaine, pills, marijuana, you know, anything that we, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
We smoke weed.
Mm-hmm. So where are some places that you guys have went, like some kind of hotels? Like, I'm trying to get the tea, girl. Like, where have you guys went?
Well,
like, tell me what kind of, the Ritz-Carlton or what? What's that?
The Upper, yes, sir. We're always in the biz. Because first and foremost, I was a Platinum Marriott person myself. So, you know, when I would see him, I would, you know, I would buy the room. I would pay for everything. I didn't handle him like that because he was just a good, cool friend. And, you know, I just like to be around him. I like his company. Like I said, wasn't on that level of, you know, you're a trigger, you know, you're my sugar daddy or nothing like that. So I never, it was never like that. When I wanted to see him, I told him I wanted to see him, and I went to the city because I wanted to see him, and I would pay for the rooms, and I would do this and that, and, you know. So,
that's very commendable.
Yeah,
you kept that all the way real, bitch. I fuck with you for that. Shout out to you for keeping that real. So that's why I feel like, so you really liked him. Like, you liked him. Genuinely liked him.
I love him.
Oh, you love, do you still love him?
I still love him.
And how long was this thing going on? And when did it stop? This year?
Yes.
So about 3 years, you were secretly involved with rapper Young Buck. Now, listen, are you a post-op or pre-op?
I'm pre, but I was overweight when I was, like, in high school. And from that point, I've shifted. I work out, do a lot of stretching. And people, what people don't realize is you can actually form your body how you want it. So I've done a lot of stretching and forcing stuff in certain places, and due to my overweight, I still have ass, and I have, you know, breasts. I have, you know, and I'm natural, and when I meet guys, and you know, if they're my, and we're in love, or, you know, I ask them, and I tell them, because I'm also indecisive, and I could have had the implants 1,000 times. I could have paid for them myself 1,000 times, let alone have a guy out there to do it, especially if I'm dealing with guys like that. So it's not the point of me not having them, but I'm so happy and comfortable with the way I look now. And I love for people to be like, wow, you never had surgery, you never had hormones, you never did this, you never did, wow. You know, and so for you to look like that and not doing that, so imagine what I will if I do take hormones and do this and that. So I'm still indecisive about it because I believe.
Oh, wow,
so
you're not
natural.
All hormones. You look really good.
No,
to be
no,
no
I'm
hormones.
Really natural. I'm natural. I believe in natural remedies. I don't believe in medicines. I don't believe I am a naturalist, like literally. So,
somebody said you are amazingly beautiful. Somebody said you are amazingly beautiful. Yeah, bitch, for you not to be on any moans, you look sickening. How old are you? You must be young.
I'm 30. I'm old.
Bitch, drop the bomb for that, bitch. You look good. Yes, God. No shade. Okay. All right, since you just snatched my wig. So, shout out to you for that. Like, no shade. A lot of girls do not transition well naturally. It's no shade. But you did it pretty well. So you are pre-op. Okay, so when you would, now this is a little bit personal. So would there be anal sex or would you, you know, was there anal sex?
Yes, there was.
Okay, so would you top him or would he top you or would it be a mutual?
No, no. I'm yeah, I'm a lady.
Okay, so you're not a top?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to clear the air, bitch. I don't, you know,
no,
you never know.
You know, you got to ask the question, right?
Right, because some of the most masculine men.
Mm-hmm. They do. Trust me. I know. I've been around it. I'm not new to the life, you know.
Right. So when you guys would, okay. So when you guys would mess around, would you have to like hide it, or would it just be around, or like was he into that?
No, I mean, it wasn't like he was like into trying to, you know, and by me being. Doing like this for so long, I just have my ways of moving around and being really feminine and, you know, and so it's all good, like, you know.
Now, somebody asked the question, somebody wrote in the comments, someone said, well, did he suck it?
No.
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 Okay, so now that that's out, okay, so now... Take me into
so let you know,
all
you're
of
the first one getting this exclusive. You're the first one getting this beat down dirty, and I'm just letting you because you're fam, you know. So
I am family, and you know what? We talked for a while, but here's the thing: I really believe you, and let me tell you guys why I believe her. Before we go any further, first of all, when I show you this clip, if you guys haven't seen it, bitch, this is Young Buck for sure. But number two, I was on a conversation. I can't say go too far in detail because the person is going to know what I'm talking about. And these are very popular people. I was privy to a conversation and the individual was like, yo, you know, I'm fucking with this rapper named Young Buck. Like he's been in my DMs on Instagram and we've been talking. And this girl never exposed him. She still be fucking with him. So that let me know, and the person did not know that I was around. They was only talking like they was just dishing tea to their girlfriend. Like they was just like, bitch, guess who I've been talking to? I've been talking to Young Buck. Like they didn't go and say, oh, bitch, I'm going to make up this story. And I just heard it.
Right.
So for you to come out, I believe you. And then that video that she posted.
So
huh?
I know I'm listening. I was just saying that shit just makes me so furious just hearing other shit like that. That's another reason why I got to the point that I was at from hearing.
Well, let's
shit
talk about it. Why did you get there?
Because, like I said, for me, I never. When I meet a guy, I'm a boss. I don't need nothing. But if I'm dealing with if you're dealing with me, you know you're dealing with a boss. And if I'm dealing with you, I know you're a boss. So I feel like at the end of the day, bosses do boss shit. If I'm around somebody and this who I'm fucking with, they don't have to ask me for anything. And that went on with him for so long. I wouldn't ask anything. Like I would just let him do his thing. He buy this and he buy that. He do this. He do that. We smoke. You know, we hang out and chill. I never said, hey, can I get this or can I get that? Because first, I don't want to seem like that because I've been around those men, and that's what they're so used to. They're so used to people wanting something from them, needing something from them, and. I'm the person that wants to show a person that I am a genuine. I'm genuine. I'm cool. I'm a friend. I'm ride or die. I got your bag. Like, you know, you follow, like, you know, that's me. I want to show, prove my trust to someone before, you know. And that's what I did. I tried, and, you know, I still hear this and hear that. It was great.
What did you hear?
If I'm living in Nashville and I'm, you know, at a gay club or gay bars or on social media and linking up with other men who like transgender women, and they're saying, you know, they're just ranting, this other girl, and, you know, they just get around and they just talk. And it was like, yeah, this other girl said, I can't believe you, did Young Buck ever? Yeah, I was like, no. Yeah, she was like, Young Buck called her, and they did this, and they did that. And we're just like, really? I'm like, oh, okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I'm just so fucking pissed off. And, it you know, it's just irritating. But at the end of the day, I can't be, because it's not my nigga. I'm not, you know, I wasn't trying to just pursue him as mine, because at the end of the day, like as I said, these niggas for everybody. So I'm not about to fall, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be dealing with you so long, and it's a difference when you're telling me one thing, because you didn't, I didn't, like I said, I didn't ask for the lies. I didn't ask for any of it. Like, you could have just been like, look, I'm fucking around. I'm this and that. You know, you're the best or whatever. Don't tell me I'm the only one. Don't tell me I'm the only one. Don't tell me you've never done this. Don't tell me you've never done that. Then, you know, you're seeing shit online. You're seeing stuff about just, and nothing's wrong with this, so don't take this the wrong way. You see things about him dealing with, like, feminine boys, like men, and it's just like, like, okay,
yeah.
I know I'm born male, but I am giving you 100%. I'm giving you all the percentage, like, literally, and you are like,
Don't cry.
I'm not. It's like you're literally doing that. And then it's like, ugh, it's disgusting. Because
Just take a minute. If you feel like you're going to cry, just take a second.
I'm not. But, yeah, it's just like, you know, and all these thoughts and shit in my head, it's like, ugh, disgusted, for real. But it's like, you know, life goes on, and I still just hold shit in because I'm non-drama. I don't want things to escalate, so I'll hold it in for so long.
Okay, so pose that thought. I want to show some of the people some of the receipts, okay? So let me show them this part first, okay? So I want to show you guys why I feel like this is him. Okay, so let's take a look at this coat, right? You see that coat? That's clearly Young Buck, right? That coat, every nigga ain't walking around with that goddamn coat on. Where were y'all at with this motherfucking coat on?
What city was that? That's Nashville.
Okay, so this is Nashville. So everybody don't got this coat. So it ain't another nigga with this coat on. So now watch this. Okay? Now, he must have wore this coat two times. Now, these both of these instances are not the same day. Okay? This is one day, and then the hotel is another day. And I have two videos here. Now, here's the first one. And take a look. It's really, really short, and I'm going to show it to you. Okay? Now, you saw that one, right? Now, watch this one. This is when I knew. I'm like, okay, bitch, this got to be. And this is when you were sucking his dick, right?
No. Oh, my God. I don't think they have a video of me sucking his dick off. That's no picture.
Well, this
one looks
like you were sucking his dick. I'm going to play it right now.
Okay, yeah, I was.
This one looks like you were sucking his dick. Okay, let me play it. And I had to turn the audio off because I didn't want to lose. See right there? You look like you got a big old black dick and you're sucking it. Now, look at right there, and then watch. Like, you're really going in. Wow. Wow, you're definitely sucking his dick. He's going to take off the jacket. Watch this. Take off the jacket. That looked like some G-Unit shit he got on. And then if you get close, look, that's his face. Look, that's his motherfucking body. That's Young Buck.
I can't If you have that clip, you are so scandalous.
That is him. Now,
oh my God.
Drop some bells and bombs if you think that that's Young Buck. Because I know
I am
that's
already.
Huh?
I am not fooling with you.
Correct. Here at the Armand Wiggins Show, we get down to the shit, okay? Let's be very clear here. Now, that is Young Buck. Now, what has he said since these videos have came out? Because I know he's lashed out on a lot of people.
Oh, my God. Well, no, we had a talk since he told me to take the one video down. So, yeah, that was it. After we talked about that, you know, he begged and pleaded. He basically was crying. He was like, please take it down, you know, please take it down. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, no, because when I did it, I already knew, and I said I'm going to do it because that's me. When I say something, I mean it, and when I do it, I'm going to do it. So fuck it, no. But it was just so much drama, so many people being so mean, because at the end of the day, I wasn't doing it to try to say, oh, Young Buck is gay, or, you know, calling him names and just reading the comments and, you know, people attacking him for that, for me to care for him. That hurts me. You know, that really does. That really, really hurts me because I don't – that's not what I want. And that's not what I want. You know, if anything, I want him to be comfortable and be happy and be able to live freely. You know, so if at the end of the day, if there's anything I was doing is, like, I was pushing him in closet. Like
– out the closet.
You know,
I want to read a statement,
though.
I want to read a statement. Let me read a statement. This was a video you made after you released the footage. And this is in the, and you said, first, I want to start off by apologizing to David Young Buck, his family, friends, anyone who has offended, who has been offended or hurt by the video that was recently posted up on my page. Unfortunately, I haven't had access to my page in over a week. Due to my lack of responsibility, I gave someone my info to try to get my page verified. And then they just went in haywire. The song does belong to me. That is me. That is my song. I do know of rappers. I did live in Nashville, but you know, that song wasn't about him. Somehow they got my voice and said buckshots at the end, but charges have been brought against him, so there's nothing to see here. Listen, everyone has been playing. Has been played, and why say hurtful things when you don't know the story? Because I'm transgender, we have to be undercover sex objects, get played with and lied to over and over again. We can't act out. Women do it all the time. When men lie and have wives and play you, you pop up at jobs, vandalizing homes and cars, making black women look horrible to the world. But we say something, it's the end of the world. We motherfucking tied. Save the dream. Wow. What do you have to say about those two statements?
Well, those were my statements. And I can't believe someone took their time to write that because that is a lot. But I did, like I said, I made a video for him. And I know they heard the recording that was like, please take it down. Make, you know, issue a statement. You know, and I did that for him. That's just is what it is. I did it. I was in the moment of feeling all this emotion and all these people being so mean. And, you know, I was just like, okay, I'll do it. I'll make that video for you. Blah, blah, blah.
But so what's interesting is, well, we got to clear this up because, like I said, I do believe you. But you see, both those statements are saying two different things. One side, you're saying that you didn't know and you didn't release it. The other one, you're basically saying you did it. So which statement is correct?
No, both of them. I'm telling you. I said that one for him. I lied for him. I did that. Then, after he didn't keep his end of the deal, he said I can put it back up there. And that's what I did. And that's when I was just, like, over it. That's when I really was over it because I was like, once again, I'm giving you my trust. And you play me. You tell me, you know, that you're going to do this. And you did it. you know, I didn't hear back from him after I took it down for him, but it was like, that's what you wanted the world to see. You wanted me to look like a liar. Then mm-hmm. And you asked me, am I recording you to try to play it off, but you're recording me. Then you put this out there to make me look, I feel, to make me seem like I was trying to blackmail him or be this mm-hmm. type of gold digger or something like that when that wasn't the case. At the end of the day, I have the right, like I said, I have the right to ask for anything. I can ask you for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 motherfucking dollars because I have the fucking right to,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I don't care how anyone wants to make it look. And I know this should not go to court because there's no way, no reason. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to be the same thing. This was my fucking nigga. I can ask him for what the fuck I want to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over that, you know?
Don't cry.
I'm not asleep. But, yeah, so that's how all this came about, you know?
So let me ask you this. This is where I want to get into it. Okay, so when you take me into the day that you decided that you were going to record it, how did you position it? Where did you record it? How did you know that you were in the perfect angle? And when you were sucking his dick, what were you thinking? Like, bitch, I'm going to get you this time. Like, tell me, where did you put the camera?
That's what people don't know. We recorded each other that day. The video is of us. We are recording each other.
Well, why don't you have his face in it? That don't look like you was now listening.
Like I said, I never tried to do him like that. I told you I never was trying to do that. I can't believe that video got out. I gave that video to my friends, and my friends, they went crazy.
Hold on. Now, you know me, I'm gay too. So, bitch, I watch a lot of porn. And I know if me and my man is recording each other, it ain't going to be back to the side. It's going to be sloppy spit on the dick, on everything.
No,
like, you're going to be right in the
face. Mine was propped up. His was in his hand.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mine was propped. His was in his hand.
Okay. And so he knew he was being recorded.
He probably did it. No, I don't think he really knew until we started recording each other. So, like, when we started recording each other, it was all gravy. So, yeah. But he didn't. In the beginning, it was not, like, a thing. It wasn't planned or nothing, but it just all worked out. Right.
Because you're trying it right now. Because that didn't make any sense, bitch. That didn't make no sense.
No, okay. Like I said, if someone has that hope, which no one does, the whole video we are recording is he is in the beginning, that's what y'all see. Because that's how shit gets started. Of course, you get it popped off with a little hit. But at the end of the day, he recorded me too. This video is of us recording each other.
Okay, so I'm playing the video again.
Don't play the video. Why? I can't believe you had this video. You didn't tell me you had this.
I just got the video.
Over you.
You just posted it.
No, I did it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't give it to you.
It's public information. It's on your Instagram.
That's good. You're good. Like
that
said,
don't look like he know he being recorded, bitch. But that's definitely that motherfucking nigga. And he look like he got a big old black dick. Right. So let's move on. Now, do you feel like being transgender, you don't get treated fairly when it comes to dating masculine or straight men? Do you feel like they only use you as a sexual object? Because you said that in your statement, and I find that to be very, very true, because I have a lot of transgender friends, and I feel like they go through so much because they're always seeming to be used as some type of fetish or fantasy, or when they meet a guy, they have to worry about that guy being like a quote-unquote, not to be rude or disrespectful, but they call him a tranny chaser. Like, he's dated every girl in the scene. Is that to be true?
That's just what I've gathered from him and the things that I've heard and everything that has pissed me off with him. So from what I hear, that's what it is. But from what he told me,
like,
of course, he's not. I mean, from all the other allegations, like I said, I haven't even, honestly, when I was dealing with him, I swear I have never heard any other anything until, I don't know when, it was something came up or something. Then I finally looked online and I saw this and I saw that, and I was like, oh my God, I feel so sick. Like, I wanted to throw, like, I just wanted to die because I'm like, wow, you know, you just can't keep it real with me. Like, and just been like, look, it is what it is. But don't be telling me I'm the only one. Got me a bad bitch. You the only bitch, bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so you were upset because you felt like you were supposed to be the only one.
It's not just that, though. That's what I'm saying. It's not. It's not just. Some people say it's money. Some people say it's that. It's a combination of things, you know.
Well, I think, and I could be assuming, but have you had lovers or boyfriends in the past?
Yeah.
Have you had to be a secret to them?
I have not with guys that I was serious with, but
right.
I have been in situations with guys, of course, that's how it was arranged and that's how it was supposed to be.
And so did Young Buck pretty much treat you like a secret and you had got kind of fed up, right?
And like I said, it wasn't just so that he treated me like a secret because I knew that I was, and we dealt with each other on a different level. Like I said, it wasn't paid, it wasn't anything like that. I respected the secret because, like I said, I'm private anyway. I don't mind not telling my business.
Yeah,
you know?
But here's the thing. I've talked to you, and by talking to you on the phone, you seem very sweet, honestly. A little airheaded, but very nice and sweet. You get what I'm saying? You got me together. I like you, honestly, and I believe you. So I can see where you, if I'm taking you out on dates and I'm an attractive guy and I'm showing you something that maybe you've never really seen before out of somebody who really showing you like they care about you, I think I would be upset too. And then you hear that he's dating all these different transgender women on the scene. Here's the thing. I have a special place in my heart for my transgender sisters because I do know that it's harder for them to date. And this is a lot of the time why I wanted to speak to you about this situation, because I did see you did a lot of interviews or did some interviews with some straight people. And sometimes the straight men, they don't really understand or they don't care to. So they just want to get you on their platform and exploit you without understanding the backstory. I understand what it's like for trans girls to go out and these straight men look at you and they contact you and they want to talk to you and they have wives, girlfriends, and all these things. And they want to treat you like this main person, but then you got to be the secret. But then they calling you every fucking day. Like, I know what that's like because it's happened to some of my friends. And I've seen some of my girls they go crazy over that shit. You know what I mean? And it really fucks them up mentally, especially the ones that are taking their hormones. So maybe you're a little bit better if you're not taking hormones, but it's got to be hard.
It's devastating and it's annoying. You know, that's just one thing that we go through, and that's one thing that I've been over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just along with explaining this to him and, you know, opening up to, you know, express myself and my feelings and tell him what I don't like and what, you know, over and over again and over and over again. And I'm just like, it's the same trend. You don't give a fuck. How many times do I have to speak? You do not give a fuck before I stop giving a fuck.
Right. And just to clarify, because we have new people on here, he did know that you were trans, correct?
Right.
Right. Okay. So now that all this is out, has he contacted you?
No, I told you. We haven't talked since today. He told me to take it down. He asked me to take it down.
And he changed his phone number.
Yes, because I was mad, and I posted his number and said, since y'all don't believe me, call him and ask him. And his number was changed after that.
And so his number was changed, and you have his number, and the last four of his old number ended in 3002. Okay, so I blocked out the full number because that's not important. But if anybody out there knows Young Buck and you've had his old number, then if it's 3002, you know this bitch ain't lying. Okay?
Oh, I am all with you. I don't know why I love you so much already.
Okay, so let's keep the conversation going. Okay, so now, do you fear for your life?
I fear for my life being Black. I fear for my life living in America, you know.
Okay.
I fear for my life being a Black transgender American in America, you know. So I'm fearless. There's nothing that I'm afraid of right now. I'm ready. If someone walks up to me with any kind of threat, gun, knife, or something, I'm going to be like, what are you looking at me for? Do it, motherfucker. You know, that's me. I'm the type that's going to call your bluff. If you're standing here pointing me, I want to see you do it. You know, that's just me. I'm fearless. I'm sorry. I don't care. I live my life. How I live it, it is what it is.
Do you think that he's, I mean, has he ever told you he loved you?
Of course.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Young Buck has told you he loves you.
Yep.
Do you think he still loves you?
Of course he does.
And you still love him?
Of course I do.
Would you take him back today if he called you and said, take all this shit off the internet, don't do no more interviews, I want to be with you? Would you do it?
No.
Wow.
That would be a lie. At the end of the day, I would be the dummy again, not thinking that these niggas for everybody, because they are.
So you wouldn't take him back? Because I talked to you yesterday, and if you allow me to speak on this, you were a little emotional yesterday. Talk to me about your emotions.
I mean, no, right now I'm just dealing with a lot of he say and she say and, you know, just the mental stress and the non-closure part, I guess, because it's like the last conversation we had was like, oh, take it down and I'll get back with you, you know. So now it's just like, you know, I don't know, nothing. I haven't heard from him. It's just no closure. We didn't like it off. It's just like, of course he's mad or whatever because I did this or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's just still like, you know, I'm just everywhere in my emotions right now.
Have you ever been affiliated with any other celebrities? Because you know they say Bobby Valentino's the same way.
Right, of course.
Did you hear about Bobby Valentino? What did you think about that?
Yeah, I've heard about him. I think he got what he deserves because if he's the type playing around like a lot of them do, he definitely got what he deserves. And I know him personally, so I know the kind of guy he is. So definitely he got what he deserves.
Okay. So now listen, we're at the part of the show. Wait a minute. Hold on. We have to get to the main thing, because I know a lot of people are going to ask, they're going to say, Armand didn't ask the right question. So let me ask you this. For all of this that you're doing, what do you want out of this?
I mean, I never did it to get anything out of it. At the end of the day, I did it because I wanted him to feel me. I wanted him to hear me loud and clear and know that it was done, it was it, you know, that was it. That's what I wanted from it, you know. And I was wanting, like I said, to hope that he'd be able to just be free, live his life, you know, because at the end of the day, I just want him to be happy. So however he chooses to be happy, if he wants to live the way he's been living and he calls it happy, it is what it is. But if this situation has helped him in any way, you know, free himself, I will be happy.
What about those people that say you're doing this to try to pursue a music career?
I've already, you know, if they can hear me, it's nothing new. I'm not a rookie. I'm spitting better than some of these rap bitches. Like, literally, I record my first
song. Oh, you spit better than rap bitches.
A lot of them. And I mean,
Hold on. You can't just make allegations like that.
I know
allegations like that. Are you prepared to drop a freestyle?
I mean, I will. What up?
Are you prepared to drop a freestyle, bitch?
You so silly. I can probably let y'all hear some of my new stuff I'm working on. Give y'all
okay, give me. Okay, well, drop me a verse of anything. I don't give a fuck if it's a freestyle.
No, give me a minute.
Give
me a minute. Just.
Okay.
We can still talk. Maybe I'll do it a little later.
Okay, you're going to do it later. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go, because you can't come on here talking like that if you ain't ready to spit no shit.
It's silly. Yeah, I got you. I got something for you.
Okay. So, listen. Now, we're at the point of the show to where we are, you know what, somebody got my number saved because they be calling in early. This motherfucker has been sitting on this line for 32 minutes. Do you want to take any calls? It's up to you. You are the boss.
I'll take a call or two. I'll take eight. I'll speak to eight people. That's my lucky
number. Okay. Okay. So you're going to speak to eight people. Okay, so let me put the call-in number up. The first eight people will get to speak, I guess. Hold on. Where is the number? Hold on. Because, you know, here it goes. Because, bitch, I'll be having to move that number down because, bitch, the people will call in. And before you know it, bitch, we're here for 4 hours. Okay. Let me go ahead.
And I don't want long questions. They can limit it to like maybe a minute or something. I don't know.
Okay, she doesn't want a lot of long, outdrawn questions, so it can only be 60 seconds. One question, okay. And I don't listen. If you guys are new to my channel, make sure you guys are subscribing. This is the only place you get what I'm saying. Where you get the exclusive and entertainment like this. Like everybody don't drop this shit like I drop this shit like this. Okay. So listen, subscribe right now. It costs you nothing. Okay? It costs you nothing. Now, I don't read out your full number. I just read out the first three digits and the last four. And I'm going to need you to be prepared. If you're not prepared, when you call in, I'm hanging up. Shut up. Oh, wait. Hold on. We got a donation. Oh, shit. Yes, God. We love that. Thank you for the $9.99. Thank you for the $9.99. Okay, so listen. 347-1964. You are live on the air. With
hey!
Hey, you ready to go. All right, let's go. Let's
That's
get it there.
I'm ready to go. Yeah, how he going to talk about people were going to get shot because he's gay. I believe what she's saying totally. A lot of guys out here is gay. They play a lot of games. They come home with these jailhouse games. 90% of men in jail, they're gay, okay? And they
right.
go to jail and they hide it and they pretend gay in jail and then when they come home, they're no longer gay. What the kind of shit is that?
Right.
Did you see that video?
You know
Did you believe that was Young Buck?
I believe it was Young Buck. I believe a lot of things with these homo big guys, you know, the thugs. I believe everything, okay? Because
okay.
I see it out here.
I believe everything.
Yeah, I believe everything. I live in Stamford, Connecticut, and I'm telling you, they talk about him like a dog. Even the Jamaicans, you know, they talk about him like a dog, and then you turn around and they're picking him up in the car on the low, you know? These guys
yeah.
are... A lot of black men was yeah they went the other way, you know what I'm saying? And it's okay.
That they want to be, you know, do that. It's just sad how they handle it and want to lie
you know, they
and wanna play games it. When you got to be real. One thing about me, if I was
they
in that situation, I'd be like
home.
Right.
If you like it,
a lot
if
of
you
them
like
do.
It in the booty, your girlfriend could give it to you. You could get your girlfriend booty, but they just like what. You know, it's all about.
Well, Carla, let
like
me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Carla. If your husband, are you married, Carla?
No, I'm not. But if I was married and that nigga wanted to be with a man, guess what? He couldn't be with me. He couldn't be with me.
No, if he
I
asked you to eat his ass. Listen. If he asked you to eat his ass or put on a strap on, would you do it?
No, he's gay. He needs
no,
to get somebody
that's not
who,
true. That's not true. That's a different topic. But no, see, that's why these men cannot be comfortable because a lot of you women judge them for wanting to explore
sexually. That is a lot of the reason why these men do that, because of the women. I'm not going to blame you, but I'm just saying the reason from me dealing with these men and for the things that they tell me, the main reason they're doing this is because of the women. And majority of the time, I'm sorry, but it's the black women.
I try to play the game. I try to play the game. You know, you be sucking on a thing or whatever. I try to act like I'm slipping a finger there. If that nigga don't move and it go up in there,
it's not the truth, dog. Some guys just like that and don't want that in there. Like, you know, they just don't, would never. They just like, they feel like it intensifies their orgasm, which a lot of times.
Well, because that's where the guy's G-spot is, gay or straight. It's in his butt.
Yeah, so I have met guys that like that, that don't want anal sex.
Okay.
So it's not that
men are getting their ass. Listen, let me tell you something. If you don't have to fuck your man in the ass, but girl, if women out there, if you got a man, you need to be eating your man ass. Trust me, because bitch, they like that.
They like
it.
They like that, and they try to ask me to do it, and I'm not that bitch. Like, no, ma'am, not me.
Yeah,
they like
maybe climbing the walls. I know about that, but it just doesn't tickle my fancy. They be climbing the walls.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you for having me. I love
Thank you, love,
Thank
for calling
you.
In. I love you. Make sure you subscribe.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Y'all know y'all private callers get answered last. Okay. Area code 228-3839. You're live on the air.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm real good. I just want to say Glamour Perfect. I really, really, really just want to let you know that it takes a lot of courage and bravery to do what you did. And fuck everybody saying what they're saying about the situation. I posted your video to my channel as soon as I seen it on Instagram, and I hope you don't get it taken down. But I posted it because I really felt like, you know, dudes that are on the low, they need to be exposed because it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do what you did. Don't try to hide it, and don't try to downplay people that are, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to let you know, I just wanted to let you know that. Like, I really don't have a question because
you're
going to say
much.
What you're going to say, but I really just wanted to let you know that. And if y'all get a chance.
I appreciate
that,
and I really need that because, you know, I'm hearing so much negative backlash and stuff like this. This is what I need. I need embracement because at the end of the day, I am not the bad guy here. You know.
No, you're not. You really not. You really, really not. And I've been defending you. If you go, I got like 800 comments under my video. I'm not going to plug my channel. On the
no, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You
go
can
ahead.
Add me. You can just add me. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Plug,
girl, I'm
going to
get all of that. You might as well plug your channel.
Thank
yeah.
you. I really wanted to, but I didn't want to, you know, blow you.
Go ahead.
My channel is Exclusive Celeb Media. And, you know, I had seen it, you know, on Instagram, and I was like, you know what, I'm very, like, particular on what I put, you know, which videos I put out, but I really wanted to put that video out because it's not right, you know what I'm saying? People need to be exposed for what they're doing, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just not right. Like, you coming back and you with your old lady and you giving her AIDS, and not just AIDS because, you know, obviously
whoa,
you ain't going to.
But that's, and that's another thing
whoa.
That I want to talk about, too.
Whoa,
that's another
whoa,
thing
whoa,
I was going to get into because I feel like a lot of people in general, not just women, a lot of people, they point at us and they try to say that, oh, gay people got this and gay people doing
and
that.
That's
gay
not
people
true.
Let me tell you what.
Yes,
I
yes, yes, yes.
Got
yes.
HIV
it's
from a woman.
Men in the middle.
Yes.
That are
yes,
playing
ma'am.
Us and playing them and going back and fucking forth, and it's them. They are the
You're
ones
absolutely
doing this
right.
shit. It's not the fucking gay man. It's not the fucking gay boy, gay girl, trans
You
absolutely
woman.
Because
right.
that man in the middle that's running back and forth.
But what he's
dead,
doing is
her
not
too is doing it.
But what he's
it's
doing
not right.
is he's not protecting himself because he's already on the down low, and it's like, why not? He ain't protecting himself.
All right, thank you. They can
back.
Find you on your
but,
channel, baby. Thank you. Y'all can go find her on our
thank
channel,
you, sweetie.
Okay. Okay, yeah, go find her because she wants to talk about her channel up on here, which is nice, but girl, we're not going to do a whole segment on your channel, bitch. Can I get a shout out on your channel before you come? Talking about your channel.
She was
okay. Okay. Area code 615-3947. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, girl, I know you're telling the truth because I'm from Nashville, and I've been knowing about buck fucking with trannies. I mean, no disrespect, but that's what I, you know, I know about buck fucking with trannies.
Right.
Because he met my cousin off of Backpage back in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh,
he was in a car, buck my cousin off of Backpage in 2003. I know all about buck fuck with this tranny, this young boy tranny. He's like 21, that's named Peanut, a.k.a. Chloe.
Oh,
he go by Chloe. Buck got a baby mama named Marquita. Me and Ani, who do Marquita hair, done told Marquita that Buck was harassing her, trying to get her some pussy. Me and Ani got her body done. Me and Ani's a bad tranny. Me and Ani told Marquita, get your man. Get your man because he's blind, because he keep on trying to harass me to get my motherfucking pussy or whatever. Me, Ani, do Marquita have my life, Marquita on Instagram. That's his old lady. That's who got the money.
I know her.
Buck ain't got no money. That condo downtown, that's not none of Buck's. That condo downtown is Miani's. I mean, that condo downtown is Marquita's. Yeah, Marquita. She used to go pay.
Oh, okay.
Marquita, the owner, daycares and shit. Got the little boy named Blessing.
I don't know, but yeah, they do got the little baby. But I don't know.
You telling the truth? I know you telling the truth. I've been telling. I only told two of my homegirls this. I told two of my homegirls this back in 2013. He met up with Keisha off of Backpage. Everybody already know how young Buck is. Peanut was just crying over young Buck 2 years ago. Granny, who's friends with Marquita, told Marquita. Yup, everybody. Granny from South Nashville. Peanut from South Nashville. I'm from Lisha, East Nashville. Yeah, you know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth. Marquita always remember daycare. That's Marquita money.
I said, well, no, the only thing is, like, I can't say that I knew any of that but at the end of the day, I did hear about the girl in Atlanta, and then I guess I never knew her name, so at the end of the day, I believe everything.
Everybody, I'm talking about in Nashville. Everybody, I'm talking about from South Nashville, East Nashville. Mm-hmm. Peanut is from South Nashville. He's like 22. Everybody I know from Nashville. This is facts. Marquita, ask Marquita.
Facts like that. That shit like that, when I hear about it, it just pisses me off, you know?
Yeah, you're telling the truth. We all know you're telling the truth, and I'm glad you're talking to
How many different transgenders have he messed with at one time?
I don't know. We know about Keisha, and we know about Peanut, and then there was some other one on the other part of South, which is 8th Avenue South. I don't know his name, but they all three came out, like two of them came out last summer.
Whoa.
Wow. And then she came out. He gets exposed every year. Miani is bad. Miani got her body done. Her name is MEYAUNEE on Instagram. Miani. Go look at Miani. Miani told Marquita, girl, get your man because he keep blowing me up. Girl, get your man. Marquita was pregnant with that little baby Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for that.
Yes,
I be in the projects over the girls' houses when all this go down. I be in the projects, and everybody be gossiping.
Well, listen, do they say that he get fucked or anything? Do he suck dick or anything? Or what's the tea? Anything you can give us?
I did hear this. I heard he like his dick and his balls sucked. Is that true?
I don't suck balls, so if he did, he probably, I'm the bitch who told him no.
Peanut said he like his dick and his balls sucked, a.k.a. Chloe.
No, I don't know.
That's all they said.
Well, get Peanut and Miani on the line. Thank you, caller.
Bye.
She came and woke that up, bitch. Okay, let's take a break. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I know. Let's take a second.
You're so silly.
Bitch, because I just want to go.
Well, I better gave you an hour. I was going to cut you a little shorter. But, I mean, if you have anything else you want to ask, I'm definitely...
I mean, so are you done taking the rest of the call? We got three left. I mean, or you want to
I'll take them. I just, you know, I need them to be a little shorter.
Okay. So she's ready to go, guys. Okay, so listen, you got to make them short. 516-2271, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi, how are you?
I love your show. I'm fine. Thank you. I love your show. I just want to know, you know, I understand, you know, transgender and a straight man relationship. Maybe, I'm not going to say, well, obviously it exists, but why try to expose this guy that's obviously gay, you know, if he doesn't want to come out? Isn't that a bit much? Like, so from your point of view, speaking as a gay male, like, isn't that a bit much when somebody else tries to expose somebody to
gay? Well, we'll talk
about
this.
Yes, it
is.
Isn't
it about me?
Yes, it
we'll is. Talk about this when she's done. Go ahead, love.
Okay, no. I'm asking your opinion, Amanda. No, it's not about you. I'm asking your opinion about that part of it.
Okay, well, I can give you my opinion. So when it comes to that, I feel like a lot of people, and I've known transgender, I've known gay boys, and I've known plenty of people that do that expose people, and I never agreed with that. At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I was exposing him. Like I said, I wrote a song, he pissed me off, I went crazy, I drove out of Nashville, and I drove like just north. I went north. I wrote a song in my car. And I was pissed off because of the amount of trust I put in him, the amount of time I invested in him, the time that I, you know, really needed him, and especially at that time, this particular time, I really needed him, and I told him that it was a serious situation. He said, okay. He came by, we saw each other, he pulled out $20,000, gave me $300, and told me to go get some stuff or whatever, he'll be back later, and, you know, take care of me with what I needed. And once again, he did not show up. He, you know, played me. And after that,
yeah, you know, I understand.
I
you sound
no
basically, it sounded like y'all was
right.
in a relationship and he was doing
right.
a lot of hurtful
so,
things. And as
so
a woman,
no,
I understand.
Like
you know, how we
right,
can be.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
as women,
not
we
only
get,
that,
we get.
Not only that, the hearing this, like the girl just came on, going online, Googling this, and hearing about that, and wow, it's like wow. I'm thinking not that I knew I wasn't, but it's just still the fact of you telling me this and lying to me. Like I didn't ask her. You have to tell me I'm the only fucking bitch because at the end of the day, every other guy that I've been with probably has been with, you know, who knows how many. So I didn't ask her that. And at the end of the day, I looked at it like, what if this was my nigga? What if this was my nigga? You know,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you
mm-hmm.
fucking want to know? Wouldn't you mm-hmm. want to know if your man is going around fucking this girl, that dude, and that dude? Don't you want to fucking know? So that's what I don't get is these women that say, blah, 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 they want to be women, this and that and the other, you know, and, oh, I can't stand them. You have the women that say, oh, they can't stand us because we don't tell shit. Then you have the ones that say they can't stand us because we think we are women. Then you say you have the ones that, oh, you're trying to take their man. What the fuck do y'all want us to do? A bitch putting you on game. You know what I'm saying? With a nigga that's playing fucking deadly-ass games. I don't feel
you know what?
So I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Because I feel like, girl, I could tell you're not really in it for the clout, bitch. You really hurt. Like, you're really hurt. And you had enough. Go ahead, Carla.
She's definitely hurt. She's definitely hurt. You can tell. Yes.
She's not doing
this for clout. We do things as women, and I can tell that, you know, you can tell she's not lying. She had a relationship with him and everything. But my whole thing is, it's like, I just don't like when people expose other people without them doing it themselves. Good thing that he didn't do anything to, like, try to kill himself or nothing like that. Or, you know, it's just his truth to tell all the way. You
exactly.
know, it's a shame that he did you
right.
like that. It is a shame that he did you like that. And
I didn't
want to
do him like that. Like I said, it was me.
But here's the thing, though, and I have to speak up for the trans girls. Like, too many times they get pushed to the back, and it's like, y'all shouldn't expose. But it's just kind of like they have feelings, too. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah,
it's
they
like
do.
They have feelings, too, though. So you can't just ignore their feelings, and, like, that's the only weapon that they have. Because it's like, what
okay.
the fuck else?
You
Nobody
know.
Really wants to. You get what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Like, what do you want me to do? So, I mean, I feel
right.
you, bitch. I can't even pretend like I don't feel you on that. So, but thank you, Carla. Good question.
All right.
Thank you. Hello. Yeah, I feel you on that, though. I do. I feel you on that, for real.
Right, because I'm just so older, because, you know, so many people act like they want to know, but then when it happens, they're not even thinking about themselves in the situation. They're looking at it like, you know, it'd be not, and not seeing all of them, because I know great women. I know a lot of females. I know a lot of them that was. I know a lot of them that hate us. I know a lot of women. And for me to be around them all, I have heard so many different, you know, ways that they handle the situation, and like I said, a lot of the times that these men are even doing that, and it's just sad to say that it's black women. Black mm-hmm. women are bashing the hell out of these fucking men, and it's a lot of the time it's because of insecurities. And like I said, we'll be out, I'll be in public, because one thing about me, when I step out, when I'm in the house all day, if I know I'm not going nowhere, I'll have my wig on, my bonnet, or however I want to be. But when I step out, I'm glamour fucking perfect. So when I step out there, I'm getting hounded, and I am all over the place. And if I'm in a store and all eyes on me, smelling good, looking good, tall, 6'3", in my heels, mm-hmm. all eyes are on me. I have seen women, oh, that's a man, that's a training. Okay, and I've had men tell me that women do that. And guess what they do? They tell me, I didn't even notice until she told me. But guess what you did? Mm-hmm. You made him look. You caused his interest, especially see a bitch like me. You
Ooh.
Made him curious. You made him want to try it. You made him wonder if I'm really a fucking man, or how the fuck do I look like this? You know what I'm saying? So women need to learn how to just be, you know, they wonder why all the white women get all the men. They wonder why all the foreign and Hispanic bitches and Kim K's getting them, because they don't give a fuck. Because that's why, you know what they're doing? They're an open-minded bitch. They're in open relationships. They let their man do them. They're bringing women and men into the bedroom. That's why they're lasting. That's why they're successful. They're not around here acting like the big bad wolf of the house. I'm Miss Independent. That nigga this, that nigga that. Nigga. You know, I don't get it. I've been around so many women that belittle their men, because they are the breadwinner. They're making the most money. I mean, you got to pick your battles. Like, I don't know. I just feel like more women need to be open-minded and stop trying to bash transgender women when they see us, because you're making your man look. If you think he's looking, you know, just it is what it is, but that's the problem.
I will say this as far as the women. It's kind of like you push your man to be in the closet, or you push him not to say certain things, which makes him go drift. When, like, he can't have gay friends, or he can't say, can you lick my ass? Or if, you know, if, and I feel like sometimes a lot of black women, and sometimes it's the church, if a man decides, you know, babe, I want you to, you know, lick my ass today. Oh, you a faggot? Or I got a gay friend. Oh, why are you hanging around with gay people? You must be gay.
Exactly.
It's like, no, he's not gay. Just because he has a gay friend. But it's like, maybe you might have him curious. Or maybe you might be with a curious man, and he may not be comfortable to say, hey, I'm gay, because the minute he says something that may remotely come across as being gay, bitch, he's automatically crucified. That's why you have so many DL men.
Yep.
But
yep,
that's a whole other topic. That's a whole other topic, but you're right about that. But it's not all women, because I know some black women that's with the shit. And they will, like you got women like Candy Burris's, from Real Housewives, I feel like she was the shit. You got up in Atlanta, them black women are different. They go to the swinger shops, they go to the little club, like they get it. You have to be somewhat sexually fluid.
Right. And it's just, like I said, I'm not trying, I'm reading the comments, and no, I'm not saying that, oh, they need to be open-minded or they need to deal with a gay man. No, they don't, but they just need to realize that majority of the time, a lot of the women don't even know that their man has done it. You know, you don't even know. You don't even know. So it's like, why extra to bash it? It's like, that's the thing about it. If they're around you and they hear you talking so bad and so down on this and that, of course. And especially if they like it, they're going to hide and do it. You know, they're going to continue to jump in the closet and do this and that, versus being with a woman that's just like, oh, my ex-boyfriend has done it before, but that didn't, you know, he loves me now and he moved on with his life.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. There's so many people, I swear to God, I've met people that are not gay, right? Like, just say me. Like, I could be attracted to women, right? But because I've had a boyfriend at some point in time, if I tell a girl, like, yo, like, my dick could still get hard for you and I'm willing to date a woman, if I tell her that I've dated a guy before, it's automatically like, you're done, you're gay.
You're
and that's not true.
Yep, you're gay. And that's sad.
That's not
that's
fucking
sad.
True.
That's how it is. That is how it is. That's how the men are looked at in the community, and that's why they feel the way. And you're talking to a person. Y'all, like I said, y'all are talking to a person that deals with these men that they open up to. They lay down and they tell me everything that they can't tell you. So trust me when I'm telling you these things. You want to befriend a bitch like me because I'm going to keep you on game. I'm going to keep you on point. I'm not a fake bitch. I'm 100% authentic. Trust me when I say it's all fact.
All right, let's take these last two before you go. 716-2551, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's going on, baby?
Okay. Nothing much. I'm not sure if I missed this, but it's just about the whole when he had the phone in his hand, but then you pulled up the video. We didn't see a phone. Did I miss that?
Exactly.
Wow.
Because, ma'am, this phone, this how long was that clip? This the entire video was 20 minutes, sweetie.
Okay. So you're saying that we just didn't see it in that clip, basically?
Of course. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. I came in late.
I know. No, I
just
saw the problem. A lot of people were saying that. A lot of people were like, oh, we don't see the phone. Like, duh. Like, it's only how many seconds do you see?
Yeah, let me go back to it. Because I actually have two clips. So the first one, there was no phone in that one. He actually threw the phone down.
No, it was no phone either.
He threw the
phone
down in that one.
Until we got in the bed. The phone didn't come out.
Yeah, that
was
the phone got thrown down. Okay. And then this one, there was no phone because he had thrown the phone down. Right. Okay. So he may have picked it back up because we do know her phone was the one recording. But thank you,
that's
caller.
Good. All right, guys.
All right, private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, private caller is not ready. I hung up on them. Okay, so that was the last three that you wanted to take. We had two more, but you only said you wanted to take two. So, listen, am I going to get a freestyle or what? I mean, this shit is going.
Oh, yeah.
This is your moment.
I forgot. I want to get my music. I got to get my beat right. I'm going to do it to the Chirac beat, the Chirac, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Okay, and you guys can follow me on Instagram at I am glad perfect. IAMGLAMOURPURFE.
Over 500 people watching this.
Yes, 2 K's. I am glamour perfect with 2 K's. But yeah, let me get the beat going for y'all.
But don't put it too loud into the phone because I don't want no copyright law. Because girl, we
got
to keep this video up.
I got you. Oh, you got you a show tonight. I cannot believe you got a show tonight.
Girl, you did one with Star in the Morning.
I did, right? But that's when I was still so, when I wasn't talking. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to say his name. I still just wanted to, you know, be low-key. But I just eventually, like I said.
But he didn't do that right anyway because he asked you, did you have a tool between your legs? That was hella rude.
Right. It was pretty rude. But I didn't care because I'm a realist. And it is what it is. I am the exact way I was born.
Right. Go ahead and rap. Go ahead and hit that freestyle. I never fuck Wayne. I never fuck Drake. But I fuck Young Buck. That's safe. Wait, how it go?
You don't know if I remember.
Hey.
I'm trying to get on YouTube,
hey.
And I'm looking at you. No wonder.
She finna fuck it up.
Okay, can y'all hear the instrumental?
Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. You ready? Okay, go ahead.
Let me go in the bathroom.
Yeah. Go ahead and spit that like that. Go ahead and spit that like that, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because it's kind of.
Uh huh.
Can y'all hear it?
Yeah. I don't want to hear it too loud, though. Turn it down a little bit. Yeah. Mm hmm.
That's better?
Yeah, make sure just you can hear it. Go ahead, go.
Okay. Let me start it
mad at you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I want y'all to listen to me, man. I'm walking in and I'm talking shit. You bitches about to respect me, shit. Even Donald Trump up in politics, you can bet him equivalents that little tick. Young. Let me start off.
Yeah, start that over. You got to start that over and come with a little bit more energy. You got to bring that back. You can't just drop that like that. You got to bring that back.
I got that. Okay. Yeah, can you hear me clearly, though?
I can hear you, bitch. Go rap.
I'm walking in and I'm talking shit. You bitches about to respect me, shit. Even Donald Trump up in politics, you can bet I'm equivalent to that lunatic. Yeah, I'm with the drama. You can ask my mama, she'll tell you I'm fucked up and I'm with the shit. Wanna play? Just let's make a real dick. Open up, right? I got a real dick.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm gonna drop it back one more time, like.
Ooh. Gotta open up. You got a real dick. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm walking in and I'm talking shit. Your bitch is about to respect me, shit. Even Donald Trump up in politics, you can bet I'm equivalent to that lunatic. Yeah, I'm with the drama. You can ask my mama, she'll tell you I'm fucked up and I'm with the shit. Wanna play pussy? Let's make it real, cause you opened up, but Rick, I got a real dick.
Ooh. Oh.
That's just a little sample. That's just a little sample.
Bars. Okay, so you know what? Next time, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna set up a battle. I'm gonna get Star Marie. You know, Cardi B, the legend ex-roommate, and you going to battle her. Because, you know, I don't know. See, you didn't see my show last night. Star Marie freestyled and battled one of the callers. And her freestyle was pretty good, but I think you might could take her. I think you might could take her, bitch. That was kind of good.
Right.
All right. So
that's just a little piece. I'm laughing at
you. But where can they find your music? You was a good sport. Where can they find your music on YouTube?
They can Glamour Perfect me on YouTube. It's at Glamour Perfect Uzi. My YouTube channel is Glamour Perfect. So that's what it's
Glamour, called. I just want to say thank you so much for talking to me. I have to chase you down, bite your booty, hug you, kiss you, argue. We went through a lot in 2 days. You know, me and you had got into it. We made up. You avoided me.
Yep.
I chased you down. But then we worked it out. And I had your back, and I believe you, girl, and you're going to be good. You have my number outside of this. If you want to talk, if you're really going through it, because when you spoke, I felt the passion. You were very frustrated. You get what I'm saying? So we good. Right. Don't feel like it's over at the end of this phone call, girl. You have a friend in me now because
okay.
you kept your word.
Waiting.
All right? I wish you the best of luck.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Everybody, this
okay.
is Glamour Perfect. Drop some motherfucking balls for Glamour Perfect.
That's so silly. Bye.
All right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. So listen, we don't have to end. I can go take a couple more callers, and then we can wrap the show. Okay, because I know a lot of, usually we take a lot more callers, so we can do a little bit of an after show here, if you guys would like. I am going to take this call, if you want to take the call, 870, I'm not as cool as Glamour Perfect, but if you want to talk to me, I'm here, 870-1542.
All right, anyway, I'm calling, did you check on the bells yet?
Oh, did I check on the bells? Yes, I have checked on the bells, I haven't ordered them yet, but I'm going to.
I told you I was going to be on your ass every time you go live.
I'm going to order them, baby. I promise. I am.
All right. I'm going to get off then. I was just trying to let you know I ain't forget.
I love my people. I love you. I promise I am. I promise.
Now, like Tasha K say, now I got to go. Bye.
All right. Shout out to the queen, Tasha K. We love her. Okay. Bye, baby. All right. So we're going to take a couple callers, and then we're going to get the fuck on out. Okay, 727-9382. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
I want to say that first I wanted to try to catch her and let her know that she's a bad bitch because I have liked the Young Buck for a while. That is a sexy black nigga. But she's not wrong for doing what she did, because at the end of the day, you should not be doing things that you're not proud of. And so if you are ashamed of doing it, then you shouldn't be doing it. So I don't blame her for doing that. He needs to come out. I'm pretty sure he has a wife and kids. There's nothing wrong if you're bisexual, whatever the case may be, but just let choice and
all
not
right.
just, you know, lead people on.
Thank you, caller.
And I will subscribe.
Oh, please do. We love that.
I
shout
sure
out to
will.
The subscription.
Okay.
Shout out to the donators and the people that subscribe. We're trying to get to 6,000. Come on now. This is the most underrated show on the internet. Would you agree?
Yeah,
don't
and
you
I really like
be
you because you have. Yes, because this is my first time catching you, and y'all just like you because you're yourself. You live. You ask the shit.
In 2 days, I've had 2 ultimate exclusives with only 5,000 people. Like, come on. We got to get
this.
This
is my first time
be-
running across.
Thank you.
I will let my people know that everybody got no subscribe to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
We are one of the most underrated shows on YouTube, honestly. Thank you, babe. All right. Bye.
All right.
Okay. 813-9189. You're live on the air. Hello? All right. Got to wrap her up. She's not answering. All right, 770-4649. You're live on the
Hi,
air.
Armand. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I have a quick question for you. We can ask you personal questions, right?
Yeah, you can. That's fine.
Okay, that's great. So, have you ever dated women?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Are you bisexual?
No. So, funny story, I dated a girl that what turned me off was I went to eat her coochie, and it was just not the right situation for me.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to ask you that, make it quick.
And then the other thing was with women, I felt like the women I came across, it was like
mm-hmm.
more one of those things to where if I was dating a woman, I had to do every fucking thing. I had to open the door. I had to pay the bills. I had to fucking drive the car, fix the car, do everything. And women would just sit and collect. And to me, I was like, that shit don't sound fun. Like, my man, we go half and half. Fuck that shit. Like, nigga, I work, you work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I do believe in, you know, the whole thing with exploring, letting your man explore himself in the bedroom or whatever. Because I would, if I had a man, he was to ask me to, you know, strap on or eat his ass, I probably would. I don't know about the eat his ass part because I won't be that comfortable yet. But like she said, like Grandma Perfect said, I think that's why a lot of men do undercover things and do the down low thing because they can't.
Would you ever stick your finger
women.
In your man's ass?
Yeah, I would. Oh,
okay. Just checking. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take this private caller. You're live on the air.
Yes, when you're in the building, hashtag here.
Oh, this is somebody that know me from a while ago. When you're in the building, hashtag here. Jump some of the fucking
yeah.
bills and bombs for one of the originals. Uh-huh. What's up, baby?
Yes, I'm one of the originals since way back Facebook days. I was just calling in because can we get another interview with that guy? What was his name? His name was Keith Sweet Pussy. And during the video, you were saying hashtag booty bump. And I was trying to
okay.
find it today at work because I was gagging the whole video. Please get him back. Bring him back.
You know what I
two.
Think would
Please
happen?
Bring him back.
I think that you guys embarrassed him so much because he was every viral meme on the internet. He will never do an interview with me again. You guys ruined
oh
it
God.
For me. Thank you. And that was Keith Tasty Dupree on Facebook. You
oh,
guys ruined it for me. Yep. So thank you.
Bye,
bye, babe. Love you. All right. Okay. 813-9189. You're live on the air.
Armand?
Yes.
I just want to say I love your channel, and I'm subscribed.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to that. Drop some bells and bombs.
I would like to say that I think that she was being very brave for coming on here and saying her story. And I hope that she has protection because Young Thug seemed like he was very upset, very, very upset.
Right.
But why are you upset about something that you enjoy? Like, you enjoy it. You love it. Like, what's the problem? Like, you're upset because other people know. Other people should be upset because you're hiding it, especially his woman. That's just not right.
No, and I didn't know he had a wife and kids, but most of these men do.
Right. And did she ever say, did he use protection or not?
You know what? I didn't get into all that. I didn't get into all that, beloved. Because that was not my business. Hopefully they did.
Yeah.
And I feel like she was, I mean, what would she say? No to 500 people watching?
Right.
You
that's,
know what I'm saying?
That's extra personal. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But you had cranked that shit. All right, Carter. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. That is the end. That's going to conclude this episode. Let me go ahead and get everything down so we can talk. I just want to say shout out to my moderators doing a damn thing in the comments. Shout out to the other pages that showed some support and commented. Shout out to all the other YouTubers that were in the building, supported and commenting. I'm probably subscribed to all of you guys. Thank you guys for welcoming me into the YouTube circle and family, you guys. Shout out to Glamour. Why did I do this on air? Glamour Perfect. Perfect. I just forgot. I fucked around and forgot the bitch name. But, girl, you were very brave. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Shout out to everybody that's watched the show for the last 2 days that's been subscribing. I love you guys all. Please continue to watch and subscribe. And if you have any tips, any tea, email me. My description is in the email. It's the Armand Wiggins Show at gmail.com. So it looks like this, at gmail.com. We're trying to take stories all week. Send me the tea. And on that note, we're about to go. It's been another installment of the Armand Wiggins Show. Should it be a big crow?